Chapter 36, Promises for the Worried. Do not allow the perplexities and worries of everyday life to fret your mind and cloud your brow. If you do, you will always have something to vex and annoy. Life is what we make it, and we shall find what we look for. If we look for sadness and trouble, we shall find plenty of them to engross our thoughts and conversation. But if we look on the bright side of things, we shall find enough to make us cheerful and happy. There are many whose hearts are aching under a load of care, because they seek to reach the world's standard. They have chosen its service, accepted its perplexities, adopted its customs. Thus their character is marred, and their life made a weariness. The continual worry is wearing out the life forces. Our Lord desires them to lay aside this yoke of bondage. He invites them to accept His yoke. He says, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Worry is blind and cannot discern the future, but Jesus sees the end from the beginning. In every difficulty, He has His way prepared to bring relief. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. When we really believe that God loves us and means to do us good, we shall cease to worry about the future. We shall trust God as a child trusts a loving parent. 9/10 of the trials and perplexities that so many worry over are either imaginary or brought upon themselves by their own wrong course. The Christian may commit every worriment, every disturbing thing to God. Nothing is too small for our compassionate Savior to notice. Nothing is too great for Him to carry. While you do your best, weary not your body and mind with the cares of this life. Do not spoil your religious experience by worry, but trust the Lord to work for you and to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. There is much needless worrying, much trouble of mind, over things that cannot be helped. The Lord would have His children put their trust fully in Him. Our Lord is a just and righteous God. His children should acknowledge His goodness and His justice in the large and small things of life. Those who cherish the spirit of worry and complaint are refusing to recognize His guiding hand. We are in danger by worrying of manufacturing yokes for our necks. Let us not worry, for thus we make the yoke more severe and the burden heavy. Let us do all we can without worrying, trusting in Christ. If we educate our souls to have more faith, more love, more patience, a more perfect trust in our Heavenly Father, we would have more peace and happiness as we pass through the conflicts of this life. The Lord is not pleased to have us fret and worry ourselves out of the arms of Jesus. He is the only source of every grace, the fulfillment of every promise, the realization of every blessing. In trusting in God continually, there is safety. There will not be a constant fear of future evil. This borrowed care and anxiety will cease. We have a Heavenly Father who careth for His children, and will and does make His grace sufficient in every time of need. If you will seek the Lord and be converted every day, if you will of your own spiritual choice be free and joyous in God, if with gladsome consent of heart to His gracious call, you come wearing the yoke of Christ, the yoke of obedience and service, all your murmurings will be stilled, all your difficulties will be removed, all the perplexing problems that now confront you will be solved. Many are unable to make definite plans for the future. Their life is unsettled. They cannot discern the outcome, and this often fills them with anxiety and unrest. Let us remember that the life of God's children in the world is a pilgrim life. We have not wisdom to plan our own lives. It is not for us to shape our future. Let God plan for you. as a little child trust to the guidance of Him, who never leads His children otherwise than they would choose to be led if they could see the end from the beginning.